Hi, everybody. Joey Ashroff here for Moco's Most Famous, our latest episode. We're coming to you, as usual, from our plush, almost soundproof studios in Rockville near the train tracks. We have a very special guest. We're working on a very special guest. We don't have him yet. It's a remote podcast today. So we're actually working on a really, really, really special guest. Caroline, are we able to get this person from...
I think I hear him coming.
Okay. You think we've got him? Hold on. I hear something. So we're actually trying to get Santa Claus from the North Pole, and I do hear something.
Oh my goodness. Merry Christmas.
That is the real Santa Claus.
Hello, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Busy, but wonderful.
I'm sure you're busy. You got some a lot of gifts to wrap and passing out to do.
Oh, yes, I do.
I mean, passing out of gifts, of course.
Of course, passing out the gifts to all the wonderful boys and girls all over the world. It's wonderful time of year. It's my favorite time of year.
Now, Santa Claus, do you like being called Santa Claus? Do you like Santa? Do you like Father Christmas, St. Nicholas, St. Nick, Kris Kringle? What's your favorite name?
Ho, ho, ho. Any of those names work. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Of course. Santa. You are a very funny man, and with the stress that you must be under right now, that takes a lot. I mean, do you feel stress right now with all the pressure?
No, I feel no stress. This is my favorite time. I love doing this work, so the stress is fun stress. Right. It's not bad stress.
I'm a little stressed because Santa keeps stepping on my questions and doesn't let me finish, but that's okay because you're Santa Claus, so that's fine. But I'm going to see if I can finish a question, but that's okay, Santa, because I love Santa Claus. When will you be heading into Montgomery County to deliver gifts to all the wonderful children of Montgomery County?
Ho, ho.
Oh, I'm sorry, Santa. I'm going to interrupt. I apologize for that.
Sure.
We've got elves in the house, too.
Hello.
Hi, Santa.
Hello.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hello, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hello, Joe.
This is very festive. We have the elves. We have Santa. Oh, my God. Now, do you have a lot of coal this year or hopefully not so much coal?
I don't want to give away too many things. There will be a little bit of coal for certain people this year, but most people overall have been very, very good, especially in Montgomery County, Maryland.
Now, Santa,
one of my favorite places to come to.
I would hope so. Now, Santa, you sound a little Irish. Are you Irish, or what's the deal there with the accent?
I'm from all over. When you travel as much as I do, you tend to pick up little things here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes everybody feel more than welcome.
Citizen of the world. Thank you, Miss Elf. Carolyn the Elf. Absolutely. Citizen of the world. So, Santa, what is the best gift, would you say, this year that you have? Is it wrapped up? Are they all wrapped, or are we still in the wrapping stage at this point?
We're in the final stages of wrapping, but
okay.
The best gift that is out there is the one that the child wants the most,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a toy car or a Nintendo Switch.
Sure.
Or an Apple laptop computer. They're all the best
right.
gifts for whoever it's for.
Man, this music is so loud I can't even concentrate, but it's very festive, so I like it. I like it a lot. What do you elves think about the music right now? Are we good with that?
La 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 la.
Fa la 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 la
la la la.
Oh my God, we have a soprano elf.
Actually, about this time every year, I get sick of Christmas music. I don't know what it is. I just think we've had a little too much already.
Okay, well, we'll edit that out of the podcast, of course, because that is not the proper holiday spirit. And elf, which elf are you again? Are you Donner? No,
that's a
reindeer.
He's
so
Grumpy
yeah,
the elf.
Grumpy the Elf. Okay. Speaking of Grumpy the Elf, let's talk about the movie Elf. I think that is one of the greatest Christmas movies. That might actually be my favorite Christmas movie. Does that make me a bad guy by putting that at the top of the list, Santa?
No, it does not make you a bad guy at all. But I prefer the classics.
The classics like It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes, Miracle on 34th Street.
Sure, the original version, right?
Yes, of course.
But Elf, you didn't like Elf?
Oh, I did like Elf.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with Elf at all.
Better like Elf.
I mean, absolutely. What's not to like about Elf, right? Okay, and what are your favorite songs? I mean, there's thousands of Christmas songs. So, Here Comes Santa Claus, I'm guessing, is one of them.
Of course.
How does that go?
Of course. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Ba, ba, ba.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What other ones do you like?
Oh, there are so many ones. I would say Jingle Bells is one of my favorites.
Sure, a classic.
A classic, Jingle Bells. Deck the Halls, because it's always wonderful to go into the houses where everything is wonderfully decorated. It gives a nice, warm, festive feeling for mm-hmm. Santa walking in there.
How does that go, Deck the Halls again? Oh my goodness.
La 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
Done. Whatever. I don't know the words after that, but that was good. Who's our musical director today? Carolyn the Elf?
Yes.
She's doing a fabulous job. Now,
thank you so much. I've been practicing all year long.
Okay, well, yeah, there were a lot of rehearsals for this one. Okay, so now, how many? There are 8 reindeer, not including Rudolph, of course.
Right.
Do you have a favorite, or is it like picking a favorite child? You don't really want to pick a favorite reindeer.
No. When you put your life in the hands of these wonderful animals, you do not want to pick one over the other. Mm-hmm. You want to keep them all equally happy.
and Rudolph, of course. How is Rudolph, by the way?
Oh, he's wonderful. He's wonderful. Still shining bright, leading my way, especially the fog that tends to come around here this time of year. It makes it a lot easier to see us as we come sliding down I-270 into Rockville and the southern part of Montgomery County before we swing back to the North County and head on our way.
Now, our elf Doug wanted me to bring up NORAD, tracing Santa. What were you saying, elf Doug?
That I just wondered if Santa ever used stealth technology so that NORAD wouldn't be able to find him.
Elf Doug, your elf voice needs a little work right now.
I've got a frog in my throat.
You got a frog in okay, we'll work on that. We'll have a little frog removal surgery for Doug the Elf. So did you want to comment on the NORAD question from Elf Doug?
Oh, I have no problem with NORAD tracking me and telling everybody where I'm at because it gives the kids a chance to see how close Santa is. It also helps the parents get the kids into bed so the parents can enjoy a little Christmas spirit themselves.
It's a great point. How is Mrs. Claus?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. She is a wonderful woman. She allows me to do this work without complaining at all. If I did not have Mrs. Claus, I could not be the Santa that I am.
She's the wind beneath your wings, basically.
Aye, she is.
Now, what is her role in Christmas? I probably should know that, but I wanted to ask you. You're the expert. So what is her role?
Well, Mrs. Claus is the power behind the throne, so to speak. She makes sure that I get everything that I need, all the logistics. She plans out my day. She makes sure the elves stay on track so I can go and make all these appearances and let all the children, all the people around the world, around Montgomery County know that Christmas is coming and it will be here for them.
Now, Santa Claus, you're not from Montgomery County, right? You're from the North Pole.
Yes.
But you've had experience in Montgomery County, obviously. So what are your thoughts about Montgomery County?
Oh, I think Montgomery County is a wonderful, wonderful place. So many traditions of Christmas from all around the world take place here in Montgomery County. It's one of my favorite places to stop on my trip around the world. I spent a couple extra moments seeing what Montgomery County has to offer and how they celebrate the season.
I know there's some light shows, Seneca Park, where you drive through and Santa's there and the elves, and it's a really cool time.
Yes, it is on that.
Have you done that one?
I've flown over it
a few times. Of course.
I've flown up, but it looks absolutely beautiful from the air. And it can only be even more beautiful from the ground.
Elf Bob, I think you had a couple of questions that you wanted to bring up. So while Elf Bob is remembering his questions, I think Elf Carolyn had a couple of thoughts that you wanted to get across. And while she's thinking of hers, Elf Doug, with his elf voice, I think is going to bring up something very wholesome.
Santa, why don't you talk about the conversations with Jeff Bezos and HQ3 up at the North Pole?
Wow. Oh, Elf Doug, you should know better not to talk about that. It's all very, very hush-hush, but
we're
very
secret
true.
Negotiations.
Well, I do know that Amazon does a lot of work for Santa. So they're a good Christmas partner for us. But other than that, I cannot comment at this time.
Amazon Prime's really taking the pressure off us this year.
Absolutely. They're working overtime. Now, is that bad for business, Amazon? Kidding aside?
No, not at all. Not at all. It makes Santa's life a lot easier.
A lot easier. Okay. So you're kind of in partnership indirectly with Amazon, or you're okay with Amazon?
I'm okay with Amazon.
What is your favorite part of Christmas, Santa?
My favorite part of Christmas? Well, Joe, that's hard to say on that.
Can you try?
But thinking about it here, I would say my favorite part of Christmas is looking down on the children, because I can still see all around the world that when they open their gifts, when the joy, the pure unadulterated joy that the children have opening their gifts on Christmas morning, to see that one special gift that they're going to remember for the rest of their lives, and the smiles of the parents and the people who are around them and their families and their loved ones near and far, all joining in together to make a wonderful, happy holiday.
Wow, that was impressive, Santa. I want to ask you, does Santa Claus get any gifts on Christmas? I kind of always wondered that, never was able to ask Santa that question.
Well, I do get some gifts at Christmas, especially when I get home. And the first thing is being able to put my feet up, take off those big black patent leather boots, and enjoy a nice eggnog to relax after a long night's work.
That sounds wonderful. Now, what do you think about music that has nothing to do with the holidays? Kind of like this that we're here playing now. I've never heard of this, and I'm not even sure it's appropriate.
Happy Holidays.
Oh, okay, okay. I just wasn't sure if it was appropriate music for the but no, it's great. I'm a fan.
I appreciate your criticism, okay?
No, and what is this one here?
We can only grow as elves if we get constructive feedback.
Absolutely, absolutely.
This is Jingle Bells. I went classic now.
Oh, okay.
Santa, what do you think of Hallmark Christmas movies?
Hallmark Christmas movies. They have their place. They bring so much joy and happiness to so many people. And if that's what they do, they bring joy and happiness to all types of people, not just the single women, but everybody else, then there can be nothing wrong with it.
Okay, so another Love Actually. I think this was mentioned in the rehearsal, although there was, of course, no rehearsal for this because this is all off the cuff. Love Actually, one of the great Christmas movies of all time. Some people don't like it. A lot of people love it. What are your views on Love Actually?
Well, if Santa can be completely honest.
And hopefully he can.
I have never actually seen Love Actually.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Wow.
As Elf Carolyn says, I'm a busy man. I do not get much chance to watch the modern movies as
much. All right. And Carolyn, but you've seen that, right?
Absolutely.
And your thoughts on Love Actually.
You know, my favorite scene is at the end when the little girl is singing to the little boy and she says, all I want for Christmas. But that's all we can sing because that song is copywritten.
Right. So, yeah, she uses that one. And I think Mariah Carey is actually listening.
She definitely is.
Yeah. And that's become, of course,
she's a fan.
We haven't heard from Elf Doug recently, and I just wonder if he's doing okay.
I'm doing just fine. Santa, tell him what you're going to get Greta Thunberg up in Sweden.
Okay, good. Climate change questions are always big on these Christmas podcasts. So,
Well, Santa doesn't like to comment on hard science.
Right.
But I have noticed up there's
a
little bit.
Platform, Santa. It's your time to use
it. I've noticed
you can make a difference, Santa.
I can. Well, I try to make a difference in very positive, happy ways. But we have to keep an idea because as things change in our world, we try to keep some traditions there to have a continuity about it. And up north, we do notice it is a little bit warmer, but that means Santa does get to wear his shorts a couple times a year on that, which is sometimes wearing that heavy clothes all the time can be very cumbersome. And it's not easy to go in and out of the house from the cold to the hot to the cold to the hot. You can get sick that way. So there are some positives, but I prefer the snow. So global warming is just needs to be looked into.
Right, I got you. Oh, I heard most of that, but then the elves were talking, so I missed part of that.
I said that
but
we missed the overalls. We'd rather not the Christmas board shorts.
And so you have special red Santa overalls, of course?
Of course, of course.
Santa has bony legs.
Elf Doug. Bob, how are you doing? I'm a little worried about you. You're working hard over there, but I kind of haven't heard from you lately. Are you okay?
Getting ready for Christmas.
Okay, well, good. That is awesome. And Carolyn, you're still doing well, right?
I'm just trying to DJ this whole thing. It's, you know, okay. These Christmas carols, it really sets the tone.
It does. It really does. And this is making
right
a difference.
It's not
really good. But you know what? We are very honored to have Santa here. And I give Elf Carolyn a lot of credit for doing the technical aspects of bringing you in from the North Pole. That was not an easy thing to do. This is a classic right here.
Santa has Skype.
Santa has Skype?
Skype, yes.
Do you have a smartphone, Santa?
Yes, I do.
And is that how you keep up now with all the kids and everything?
Of course. Having a GPS now makes it so much easier to get around and be able to talk to all the children. It's a lot easier with a communication device in the belt of my suit.
And you have TikTok.
No, I do not have TikTok.
Got it.
We should get you a TikTok.
And we're going to explain what TikTok is in the next podcast. But I wanted to ask you, Santa, because anybody older than 15 doesn't know what TikTok is. What is your wish this year for everyone for Christmas and for all the holidays that people celebrate?
Well, thank you, Joe. My greatest wish for the holidays is simply peace. We should all treat each other well, treat each other with respect, and make sure that we try to make each other happy, because that should be what our life is about, is making everybody happy. And that's my greatest wish.
And I couldn't have said it better, Santa. Thank you so much for taking time out. I know this is the busy time of year for you, so thank you very much for joining us on Moco's Most Famous. And I wanted to thank all the elves, Carolyn and Doug and Bob and Blitzen and Donner and all of the others. So thank you for listening. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year to everyone. And we'll see you next time on Moco's Most Famous.